पुष्प खिला, जिसकी सुगंध से जीवन में सुख ही सुख मिला, पवित्रता का हृदय कुंज में ऐसा पुष्प खिला, जिसकी सुगंध से जीवन
Peter, Jesus Christ tells him that, Simon, listen, I tell you a story. There's a blind man, he is crippled as well. He can't walk. And this man has heard of a mountain and how precious this mountain is and how everyone going to the summit of this mountain enjoys. So this man wants to climb that mountain, but he can't. He longs, he wishes to be on the top of that mountain, to feel some miracle. But it is not possible for him, and he doesn't know how to climb. And then one day, his kind and generous neighbor comes, and the neighbor brings with him a ladder, a scaling ladder, and helps this man to climb that mountain with that ladder. And the blind man and the crippled man reaches the top of the mountain and he is overjoyed. And when he reaches there, he regains his sight back. And he can see the world and he can see the beauty of this world. Jesus says, Peter, listen. The blind man is the man of this world, and he indicates all those men who are blind and they do not know how to climb. And then a good neighbor comes, and I am that good neighbor who has come with this ladder of knowledge and who helps all the blind men, all the crippled men, to scale this mountain of higher consciousness. And when you reach the summit, the peak, the zenith of this mountain, then you gain sight. You know exactly what is what. And you can see the world, and your vision, your perception, your everything changes when you reach here. In the similar manner, Baba has also brought a ladder, and he has brought the ladder of knowledge. In yesterday's Murli, Baba said, knowledge doesn't mean to give lecture or to give 7-day course. What is knowledge? knowledge is understanding. Knowledge is to become knowledgeful. Knowledge is to have knowledge in the practical way. Knowledge is to apply the knowledge in the practical life. That understanding is called knowledge. And this knowledge is your property, sampatti. So Baba has brought this ladder of knowledge, and second is purity. This purity is also a ladder. When we are at a higher level of purity, lower level of purity, we can't see things as they are. As the purity increases, our mental clarity and spiritual clarity increases. We have not done anything with things. Things are as they are. But our purity has gone up. Baba says, even in your dreams, your purity should remain unshaken, unbroken. So when you climb the ladder of purity and you reach at a higher level, from here, when you look at things, things appear different. Baba said, Master Almighty Authority means those who are uninfluenced by weak sanskars of others. Weak sanskars, they will not affect them. They remain unaffected by the weak sanskars. So purity is the ladder. Third, powers is the ladder. Baba says this is also sampatti. This is also property. Remember who you are. And this ladder of power will take you up. This balance is also a ladder that takes you up. Whilst talking with double foreigners, Baba said, you have to give one reward to Baba. What is that reward? What is that reward? Balance of what? Self and service. This balance is also a ladder. Then, enthusiasm. Baba says, if enthusiasm is there, impossible becomes possible. Whilst talking with group. So this enthusiasm is also a ladder. When we are at a higher platform of enthusiasm, things are different, things are difficult, things are hard to achieve. But when enthusiasm increases, we have not done anything with things, things are as they are. But now they appear easy. Baba said, give wings of enthusiasm to other people. Let them be the speaker. You be at the backstage. Give them sakash. This enthusiasm is the ladder. Then Baba said, intense effort is the ladder. When you are not doing intense effort, things are different. But when your intense effort starts, things become different. And things and intense efforts have got two signs. What are they? They are donors. Not that he will do first. He will do first, he changes, then I change. No. I will change. And second, Nirman and Nirman. One is humble, and another is construction. And for this construction again, you need Nirman, Nirman and Nirman. Nirman speech. Nirman means humble speech, humble stage, and humble nature, swabhava. So that is the sign of intense effort maker. So intense effort is like a ladder. And those who aren't doing intense effort, they are like blind. Long-standing effort. Long-standing effort. That is also a ladder. Bahut kaal. Baba said, suddenly things will happen in the end. This will not happen. You have to do it right now. A very long-standing practice, abhyas, is needed. Then things will happen. Otherwise, they are difficult. So these were the few snippets, few important points from the Murli. So let's start from the beginning. What did Baba see? What do you see? He saw in the eyes, what he saw on the lips, what he saw on the mouth, in the mouth, what he saw in the heart, what he saw in hands, and what he saw in feet. Tell. Forehead. Forehead was there? Okay. So he saw spirituality there, forehead. What he saw on the lips? Which smile? Divine smile, spiritual smile. What he saw in the mouth? Elevated speech. What he saw in the heart? Lost in love. Lovely in stage. What he saw in the hand? Which line of fortune he saw? Treasures. What he saw in the feet? Every step. What he saw in the step? Every step, the income of multimillion. So he is seeing all these things. This is the shining light. Line. Fortune has been compared to so many things. Here he compared with line. Sometimes he compares fortune with star, sometimes with sun, sometimes with door, sometimes with tilak, sometimes with suhag, sometimes with, so many are there. Door, fortune, bhagya. Okay, so Baba said this line of fortune, it is imperishable. Who has drawn it? Imperishable Father has drawn it. For how many births? Not for one birth, for many births. And what was the basis of this line of fortune? Which was the pen in from which he drew this line? It is the karma. Karma is the pen and karma is the adhar, support of this fortune. So this fortune, it's not that you will have it in future. Baba said, Prahlabdha, the reward you have to experience now. Experience the reward now. Feel it now. The Divya Sanskar, the Divine Sanskar will create the new world there. Divya Sanskar will create the new world. So this Divya Sanskar, this pure Sanskar, this Paramatma Sanskar, godly Sanskars, will create the new world. So the basis of the new world are these Sanskars. Which Sanskar? To bring spirituality here. To bring elevated speech in mouth. To bring that stage of being lost in love in the heart. To draw those line of fortunes of imperishable treasures. At every step, multimillionaire we become. So whatever six things which Baba saw, we have to bring them here and now. We have to experience them here and now. He is seeing that I am seeing this, but he is also telling that you have to experience. That means he is also telling us to do that. It is not that just he is seeing and it is there. But you have to bring it if it is not there. Yeah, so those Divya Sanskar will form the basis of bringing the new world. Naya Sansar. This is the task you have to do. And now, that new world has got three things. one kingdom, one religion. That sansar, that new world has got one kingdom, it has got one religion, and it has got 3 S, Sukh, Shanti and Sampatti. Happiness, peace and prosperity. So Baba said, you have to bring all these 3 things here. Now what is the kingdom you have to establish here? One kingdom. Maya's kingdom should not enter into your kingdom. Only one kingdom you have to establish here. Just check, Baba is saying, become your own checker, self-checker. Become self-checker. Check yourself. Who will check us? Become self-teacher. Become self-checker. Check yourself and change yourself. Check yourself, teach yourself. Learn from your own checking. So what is the first checking? Is there one kingdom within me? Or there are 2 kingdoms? One kingdom of my own kingdom and the kingdom of Maya. Are 2 kingdoms existing at one time? Last Sunday's Murli Baba said to Kumaris, if you are keeping your feet one in one boat, another is another boat, what will happen? You will get disturbed. So there should be only one Advait, undivided Raj. One kingdom within. The kingdom of God is within you. That one kingdom of self, one kingdom of God within us. So kingdom, one. Second, one religion only. Which is that religion? Purity is that religion. Purity is in your thought, word, deed, in your contacts, in your connections, in your relationships, everywhere, even in your dreams. And then 3 things. Sukh. Your happiness should not be dependent on anything of this world. Your happiness should not be dependent on the facilities of this world, on name, fame and glory, because these are perishable, and imperishable cannot be dependent on the perishable. So you have got imperishable, godly paramatma sukh, godly happiness. Second is shanti. In the peaceless ashant atmosphere, in the peaceless circumstances, Baba said, are you like lotus? Peaceful, radiating peace. To remain peaceful in the peaceful situation is not a great deal. But to remain peaceful in the extremely turbulent situations, to remain peaceful in the storm, that is the sign of peace. If you have this here, then you will have it there. If you are peaceful here, then you will be peaceful there. If you are happy here, then you will be happy there. What about prosperity? Prosperity, your sampatti consists of 3 things. Gyan, gun, shaktiya. And Baba narrated 2 things. Gyan and shaktiya. Virtues he left. Gyan means not just mere lecturing, but it means understanding. Shakti means you do not get affected by anything. You are situated in your master, almighty authority form. So that is the power you have. Then Baba talked about the promise that you made with father. What was the promise that you made? That we will remain peaceful and we will establish, well, as being a world benefactor, we will establish that peaceful world. So that was your promise, and Baba said, who remembers? Everybody, the whole hall was remembering this promise. I was just wondering. Baba says, who remembers this? A hall remembering. Such a nice thing. That they all remembered everything. Then Baba talked about long-standing Purusharth. And then Baba talked about 2 types of Purusharth. And then Baba talked about 3 types of accounts. What were they? First, your own account of your purusharth, of your effort. Second is the account of your charity. How much you have satisfied others. How much? Though they are different sanskars, but Baba said, contentment is the key of charity. And third, how much selfless you were in service. Baba said, this may, the list of this I is very subtle and very big. So this is one of first homework from yesterday's Murli. There were two homeworks. One was drill and another was this. My nature is quite good. I speak nicely. I have a lot of skills. My planning is very good. I have a lot of responsibilities. I am a good cook. I am a good. I can do service with a lot of enthusiasm. I have done so many courses. I have done this, I have done that. I do this, I do that. I am this, I am that. So Baba said, this list of royal eye is very big and very subtle. So make that list. There were two drills. First drill was 8 times per day, 5 forms. Have you forgotten? Who has not forgotten? Who has done? Raise the hands. Teachers, raise the hands. So this is the homework Baba has given. Keep on practicing that drill. The original eternal form. The original form, then the eternal form, then the worshipworthy form, then the Brahmin form, then the angel form. Starting from incorporeal form. Keep on practicing. So that was first drill. And what was the second drill? In 1 second, stay for 3-4 minutes. Where? Self-sovereignty. I am the self-sovereign soul who has controlling power and ruling power. So Baba said, get situated right now. Get situated in this powerful stage right now. So these are the two drills and one homework. What else? Anything else left out? So this was the Murli of 31st March 2007. Baba was quite young, looking young yesterday, and smart. So each Murli is a ladder, and we are those blind men. And he comes with that ladder, and there is a mountain, the mountain of higher consciousness. Climb that mountain, and as you scale the ladder, you will see things in different way, different perspective. What is knowledge? What is virtues? What are powers? What is purity? What is long-standing effort? What is two signs of effort makers? What is in the eyes? What is in the lips? What is in the mouth? What is in the hands? What is in the heart? What's in the steps? These are the new understandings, new points. Such knowledge, such understanding is not given. Is not there anywhere. Baba is talking of subtle balance. Baba is talking of wings of enthusiasm. Baba is talking of true and honest heart. And the Lord is happy with such hearts. So he is talking of variety of things. There are variety topics. And he is talking so nicely. He is giving new homeworks. And he said that don't sleep. Unless and until you do this homework. If you miss throughout the day, in 1 hour finish everything, patapat, and then go to sleep. So he's talking about drills, practices. Mental drills, spiritual drills, intellectual drills, psychological drills, emotional drills, spiritual drills, physical drills. All drills are included in one. So keep on doing these drills so that the mind becomes powerful. Om Shanti.